What message did Jay-Z have for JG? That's next on The Ticket Ticker. This ticker is brought to you by Dr. Charles Wallace and the Diamond Doctor. The Cowboys returned to work today, still punch drunk from getting uppercut by one stupid decision after another from a guy who went to Princeton. Was he there on a minority scholarship or something? Jason Garrett, who did his team no favors by playing dumb and not admitting to his idiocy, tries to win back his team as they face the Giants in, by far, their biggest game of the year Sunday night against the New York Giants. Cornerback Frank Walker says, you learn from it and you get ready to move on to the Giants, who are the number two team in our division, and it's probably going to be for the lead in our division to see who solidifies a spot in the playoffs.
From it, and you get ready to move on to the Giants, which is, you know, number two team in our division, and it's probably going to be for the lead in our division to see who solidifies a spot in the playoffs.
See, I told you that's what he said. Kickoff, 7:30 Sunday night on NBC. And after the greatest show ever performed in the history of ever last night, Jay-Z, who is a big sports fan, had a very special message for Coach Garrett after the loss to Arizona. 99 problems and the clock is one. If you're having coach problems, I feel bad for you, son. You got 99 problems and the clock is one. Hit me! You crazy for this one, Rick? It's your boy! 99 problems and the clock is one. Sound just like him. This ticker is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Interstate Batteries are preferred 5-to-1 by auto technicians, so choose the car battery that experts choose. Find your local dealer at interstatebatteries.com. Next ticker is 10:30. I'm Donovan Lewis, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. What?
Struggling.
No, I just didn't find the paper, sir. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. What happens when you replace the T in ticker with the BL? Find out next. This ticket blinker is brought to you by DriverSelect.com and Sneaky Pete's. You would think that a historically black college would really kick ass in basketball, but that's just not the case. Prairie View A&M went to Ames, Iowa last night to play Iowa State, and they got smashed by 25, 84-59. A dude named Jordan, spelled with an O-U, so you know he's a brother, led the Panthers with 18 points and 5 rebounds. They now have 12 days to soak in that country beatdown before they host Dallas Christian on the 18th. The all-black fantasy hockey team, NWI, or as Mark Followell likes to call them, Murder Inc., is off to a really shaky start this year. But this week saw them win their first weekly matchup against a team that should really be ashamed of themselves for letting a bunch of brothers with steeks beat them down. Alabama A&M and Grambling put down their gats and get after it on the gridiron as they play for the SWAC Championship Saturday at noon on ESPNU. A&M running back Kadarius Lacy, good gosh, his mama should be ashamed of herself, rushed for 178 yards on 30 carries when they faced Grambling earlier in the year, and they are looking to kick that ass just like they did in their previous meeting 20-14. Look for the bands to play music and the girls in the crowd to shake that thing like they're trying to pay some bills. This ticket blinker is also brought to you by Mr. G's Beverage and Deli Center. 16 Rubens, 9 clubs, 8 Phillies, 14 subs, 5 wraps, and a dozen salads. Available only at the 5-time winner of the Best Deli in Dallas-Fort Worth. Mr. G's Beverage and Deli Center, Coit and 15th in Plano. This ticket blinker is also brought to you by Bust Them Naps. Do you or your child have some nappy-ass hair? Then try Bust Them Naps. Just 2 squirts will untangle some of the toughest naps, even those found in your kitchen. Turn your nappy fro into a happy fro with Bust Them Naps. Available at Nice Look Barbershop, Keystone, Westmoreland. Ask for the Fade Doctor and Bust Them Naps. Next ticker is at 10:50. I'm Donovan Lewis, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Bust Them Naps.
Bust Them Naps. Affirmative action is not kind to the Mavericks. Next on The Ticket Ticker. Really? This is how we're going to go today.
Yeah.
The Mavericks are preparing for the first time ever to defend the title they won when they defeated Miami 4-2. But all is not well in Maverick Land. For some reason, they're trying to sign Tyson to a multi-year contract. That would not make any sense. People might be nervous to come in the middle against Tyson, but with those gloves on, it'll be tough to secure rebounds. And he's not all that tall. Why such the concern about Tyson being a Maverick? Huh, Jared? Why?
I don't know, Donovan.
That's what you're supposed to say. It's Tyson Chandler, not Mike Tyson.
Tyson Chandler, not Mike Tyson.
Oh, it's Tyson Chandler,
not Mike Tyson.
That's comforting. Anyway, you can kiss Caron Butler bye-bye. And now J.J. Barea is saying that he, his Miss Universe kid, and his Miss Universe woman, and his bastard child might not return to the Mavericks either. But more importantly, Deshaun Stevenson is looking for a multi-year deal. And he just might not get it here in Dallas. And that's a shame. Every team needs that ashy, tatted-up brother that can scare the opponent just by being there. And Deshaun provides that. So resign Deshaun, and I will guarantee a repeat. Jet, talk to your boy. What up with that? And then once I get this off the screen.
What's happening?
Hang on.
Oh, Lord.
What the hell is going on in here?
Do you know we're on the air, right?
Hang on, I got to cancel that. Okay, now, Jet, talk to your boy.
You know, we're a very tight-knit group, and so obviously this time of the year is going to be very challenging for us with the upcoming free agency. But hopefully we can do the necessary things to bring our team back as fully as possible.
Well, that disaster was brought to you by Texas Land and Cattle.
Wow.
There's something... Will you just let it go?
Okay. All right.
There's something new on the 2-for-25 menu at Texas Land and Cattle Steakhouse. It's the black and blue sirloin with Cajun seasonings and melted blue cheese crumbles. Only at Texas Land and Cattle. Next ticker is at 11:10. I'm Donovan Lewis, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. How would Mr. Field do a ticket ticker? Next.
Ticket Sports News Now. Ticket Ticker.
This Ticket Ticker is brought to you by Half Price Books and Man's Best Friend. Let me loosen up my sweater and bring you this ticker as Mr. Phil, or as I call him, Generic White Guy. The Cowboys are trying to get back on track because I think they are dandy. But Jason Garrett didn't help them any by not helping out his team, and they lost. Golly geez, they lost. And that makes my blood boil. And I'm not a happy camper. And I mean it. I mean, come on. We can do it. And tight end Jason Witten is okay with everything. And I mean everything.
And they have yardage spots where they think that they feel pretty confident in where that is and with the time and all that. So, got to make decisions quick. And obviously, we respect our head coach and his decisions and give our guy an opportunity. He's been unbelievable all year.
Kickoff is 7:30 Sunday, and after I take some pictures in the blue bonnets, I will be in front of my TV, by golly. Ice hockey is fun, man. You drink beer and it's cold, and those ice girls, hubba hubba. They get back after it tomorrow night in San Jose, and I'm going to watch because I love the Stars. They're in first place. Yippee! Puck drops at 9:30. And last but not least, you want to go, Donovan? This ticker is brought to you by Garmin. Give a Garmin. Someone you need low needs one. Give them a Garmin Nuvie with free lifetime map and traffic updates. Limitations apply. Get all the details at Garmin.com. Next ticker at 11:30, I'm Mr. Phil, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. How alpha men affected the world of sports. Next.
How you living? What? How you living? What? How you living?
So tired of this bit. This ticker is brought to you by Charter Office Furniture.
Give him real music.
Thank you, Gordon. I'm glad you're on my side.
Yes.
Real music.
Donovan is more than just... He's got content to his character.
Now, this is real music. This ticker is brought to you by Charter Office Furniture and Men's Enhancement Performance, Gordon.
Well, why are you singling me out?
Since everyone thinks that all alphas look and act like Urkel, this ticker is going to only mention great alpha men that are making strides in athletics. Super Bowl champion Donald Driver of the Green Bay Packers caught one of the prettiest touchdowns ever as the Packers did the Cowboys a favor by beating the New York Giants this past Sunday, 38-35. If it hadn't been for Driver, the Packers would have suffered their first loss of the season. So way to go, Frat. Cowboys nose tackle Jay Ratliff created so much havoc Sunday against the Cardinals that if it hadn't been for him, the Cowboys would have lost to the Cardinals by 4 touchdowns. Jay Ratliff would have called the timeout because he's ice cold. But no, Jason Garrett wouldn't listen. Typical. Charles Haley, the only player in the history of football with 5 Super Bowl rings, is a good, strong alpha man, especially when he's on his meds. No Omega has more than 2 Super Bowl rings. That's why they suck and we don't. And since they're going to take away some of those tainted wins from Joe Paterno, Eddie Robinson will once again be the winningest coach in NCAA history, and rightfully so, because he's a good, strong alpha man. So in conclusion, Omegas suck, so stop sweating Omegas.
Good, strong alpha man.
This ticker is brought to you by Texas Land and Cattle. There's something new on the 2-for-25 menu at Texas Land and Cattle Steakhouse. It's the black and blue sirloin with Cajun seasonings and melted blue cheese crumbles. Only at Texas Land and Cattle. The next ticker is at 12. No, it's not. What time is it? It's at 11:50. I'm Donovan Lewis reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in. Turn it up. Keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. How I promised Twiggy I would fit her into a ticker. Next. This ticker is brought to you by Uncle Julio's Fine Mexican Food and DriverSelect.com. Before I left the house this morning, Miss Twiggy told me that she wanted to be mentioned in the ticker today. Will you ask for it? You got it, sweetie. Here's the Christmas gift I gave to the P1s a couple of years ago. The gift of the Upper Decker. Enjoy.
Come here. It's like something brown in there. What is that?
It looks like crap.
Okay, how the crap get in the toilet?
Upper Decker.
Diamond.
It's the joke. It's the secret.
Are you crazy? You have been around them damn white people too damn long. I cannot believe you took that in the toilet.
Top of the toilet.
Okay, but still, you hiked your ass up on top of the toilet and took a crap.
It's funny.
Oh, see, that is so. Okay, have the fun.
It worked.
That is like unsanitary. That's stupid.
But it worked.
And you got
it. It worked.
That is some nasty. I cannot believe you hiked your ass up there and took a crap.
But it worked.
I
didn't think it was gonna work.
You need.
It worked.
The next ticket ticker is at 12:10. I'm Donovan Lewis reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in. Turn it up. Keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And education. All of you white folks will thank me for later. Next. This ticker is brought to you by Charter Office Furniture in Mr. G's Beverage Center and Deli. Since a lot of you are afraid to go south of 30 to get a fantastic bite to eat, I thought I would use this ticker to direct you to some good eating that will make you feel better than putting peanut butter on your sack and letting your dog go after it. No one does that? Sorry. If you want some chicken, and who better to give out this advice than your boy, Rudy's on Lancaster and Keast will satisfy. I would suggest you go through the drive-thru and not go to the window because I'm not responsible for what might happen to you. But the 5-piece thigh with the light bread and pickles for $5.95 will soak up every bit of alcohol you've guzzled down. But eat it while it's hot because once it gets cold, you won't want it anymore. And for some good fried catfish, Catfish Floors at Ann Arbor and Marcellus will make you slap your mama. And go with the steaks. Catfish fillets are too easy to eat. You've got to almost die on the fishbone to fully enjoy the catfish eating experience. Make sure you get some light bread because that will save you from the bone slashing your throat and you drowning in your own blood. Wingfield Burgers at Illinois and Beckley might make you wait an hour on a Saturday for your burger, but it's well worth the wait. The meat is as big as your head and you won't eat another time the entire day. Hood dining is the best dining. So come on, white people. Don't be afraid of the hood. You do realize we have to eat, too. And if you see some of the asses on these sisters, you know we eat good. Bring it. We might not want you in the hood, but your money is green and long. So we need you. This ticker is brought to you by this ticker. Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Shop Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry with 5 times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores. Stop by one of their locations today. The next ticker is at 12:30. I'm Donovan Lewis, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. If Hanson can go unplugged, I can go out of the socket. Next. This ticker is brought to you by the Diamond Doctor and Sneaky Pete's. Hang on, I'm signing my name now, holding it up, and I'm about to go out of the socket. Now, a couple of years ago in Out of the Socket, I told you Tiger Woods did it all wrong. If you wanted to get away with running around, get you some Hershey Special Dark Chocolate, chick. Not those candy corn heifers he wound up tagging. Well, here comes Herman Cain, who decided to stop making meat lovers pizza long enough to make a run for president, knowing damn well he was spreading his sausage all over the place. Well, he followed my advice. He had a sister on the side for 13 years, and she didn't say one word about the affair until all those white girls came out saying Herman was trying to taste some of their cheesy bread. How many times do I have to tell you what my daddy told me about women? If she can't use your comb, don't bring her home. Now, the sister done messed up a game bumping her gums for no reason. She's getting no more money from Herman and no money for straight snitching when she could have still been getting paid for letting Herman tear that up anytime he wanted. Now, I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but Herman Cain ain't no broke. What? Get down, girl. Go ahead. Get down. I went to the concert last night, if y'all didn't know. Plus, she came out and said that while her and Herman were getting it on, she would think about what she was going to pick up at the grocery store with the money he would leave her. That doesn't surprise me at all. Before me and my wife play stuff to turkey, I hand her the remote, a newspaper, and two Twizzlers to keep her occupied. Herman almost got away with it, but there's two kind of brothers you just can't trust. One without a mustache, and one whose political party rhymes with Promulican. The business ticket is brought to you by TexasLending.com. The Dow is down 12 points, NASDAQ is down, S&P is down. Hell, what the hell is Obama doing? The next ticket is at 12:10. I'm Donovan Lewis, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. If you replace the T in ticker and replace it with a BL, you're going to get this next. This ticket blicker is brought to you by DriverSelect.com and Eastman Kodak. Alabama A&M placed 8 players on the all-SWAC team, including 6 on the first team. Running back Kadarius Lacey, offensive lineman Jamal Johnson-Webb were named to the first team offense, while defensive end Corey Hart, linebacker Willie Fuller, and free safety Rico Porch were named to the first team defense. Chance Wilson was named the first team place kicker. You know Chance is white. He's there on a minority scholarship. Dante Mason and Justin Goodrich were named to the second team. The SWAC Coach of the Year is determined by the winner of the SWAC Championship game, and will be presented following Saturday's game between Alabama A&M and Grambling at Birmingham's Legion Field, where they will smoke whiff cigarettes and do hood rat stuff with their friends. Tiger Woods won his first tournament in 2 years after winning the Chevron World Challenge by stroke against Zach Johnson. Tiger, well, that's all I can say because he's only half black, and it is a blicker. Former NBA star Antoine Walker was sentenced Tuesday to 5 years of probation in order to pay $770,000 in restitution to 3 Las Vegas casinos after pleading guilty to failing to repay gambling debts. Now, the ticker is brought to you by Uncle Julio's Fine Mexican Food. Uncle Julio's, all Mexican food is not created equal. Why settle for average fajitas when you can go to Uncle Julio's for the best fajitas? When you're thinking about Mexican food, just say Uncle. 5 DFW locations, Uncle Julio's Fine Mexican Food. But the blicker, once again, is brought to you by Bust Them Naps. Do you or your child have some nappy-ass hair? Then try Bust Them Naps. Just 2 squirts will untangle some of the toughest naps, even those found in your kitchen. Turn your nappy fro into a happy fro with Bust Them Naps. Available at Nice Look Barbershop, Keyston, Westmoreland. As for the Fade Doctor and Bust Them Naps. The next ticker is at 1:10 with Mike Reiner. I'm Donovan Lewis, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.